Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
Greetings and welcome to another episode of Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. Grateful that you can join us again tonight, either via our Blog Talk platform, calling in live, or on Facebook Live. Thank you for joining us here. We appreciate you. Let me just explain ahead of time, we have a guest scheduled for tonight. I just got word from her, and you'll understand this. She is a coach of a Chicago area AAU female basketball team. Well, she found out that she stuck with taking the team home. So she was going to make herself available to us about 8 o'clock, about 30 minutes before we went off air to share that program. We're going to reschedule her, but we're going to continue to go on with our topic tonight. As planned, we just won't have an opportunity to hear from her tonight, but we hope we can get her in. Got some other powerful guests scheduled to come up. Man, I met with some folk today, man, doing some great things around here. And so we're looking forward to bringing them on, but we'll have her come back. She may or may not be able to call in tonight, but we hope. We realize that she's driving and she's transporting lives, and I told her I want you to be safe first and foremost. We'll reschedule so that we can get her in. Tuesdays and Thursdays are our practice nights for the team, so there was somewhat of a scheduling conflict with the hours that the show comes on. But we'll get that. We'll take care of that. We'll get on here sometime or another where we can do due diligence there. This show is sponsored by Building Families and Communities Institute. Our focus is to inspire, to educate, and to empower people. Specifically, we have a research-based seminar and lecture series that caters to the struggle and the barriers for urban American youth, specifically African-American males and other subgroups who face the same socioeconomic challenges. All right, so we've taken time anthropologically to study this group and to identify the nature, root cause of their problems, setbacks, and to offer solutions as to how we can resolve them. We're grateful that you're joining us again. Pastor Ricky Wallace here with us tonight, as well as we've got some other callers in queue. We're going to get right with you. I'm going to attempt to be brief in my monologue. The attempt here is to give us background on the conversation tonight. And you know that if you've been following Talk Straight, much of our conversation has been about black males, or urban males, I should say, okay? We understand, we being Building Families and Communities Institute, that there is a need to strike a balance between those individuals and their female counterparts, okay? So what we're doing tonight is we are focusing on the female challenge in urban America specifically, and I hope you join us. 657-383-0944. Please, if you're listening from the Facebook feed as well, feel free to give me a call. Just call, pick your phone up. Simple as picking your phone up. Call 657-383-0944. Call me. All right. And so give me a few minutes to get through this monologue that will give us contextual background for what we're talking about. We can use that as a point of reference here. And again, Miss Kenya Shelton is our targeted guest. Hopefully she'll be able to give us a ring at 8 o'clock. But we understand, again, she is traveling with her team. And that's part of what she's going to talk to us about tonight. But we, nonetheless, we move forward. We got our trusty callers here, and we'll keep it moving. Amen. Amen. All right. So with that being said, the topic tonight is how to motivate young ladies in urban America. And I think there are some ladies that will be able to help us with that a little bit. How to motivate young ladies in urban America. The text in Psalms 127, verses 1 through 3 reads, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain." Verse 2 says, "It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for he giveth his beloved sleep." Verse 3 says, "Lo, children are an inheritance of the Lord." Let me say that one more time. "Lo, children are an inheritance of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward." My. I wish I could stop right there, but I got to keep it moving. So we were talking about Miss Shelton and what she's doing with the AAU, or the Amateur Athletic Union. It's a sports organization based in the United States of America, a multi-sport organization. Okay, is dedicated exclusively to the promotion and development of amateur sports. These are not professionals. And physical fitness programs. That's what they focus on, amateur sports and physical fitness programs. All right? It has more than about 700,000 some members nationwide, recordedly. And according to them, more than 100,000 volunteers. All right? The AAU was founded around January 21st, 1888, by James E. Sullivan, with the goal of creating common standards in amateur sports. Since then, most national championships for youth athletes in the United States have taken place under the AAU, or Amateur Athletic Union, leadership. From its founding as a publicly supported organization, the AAU has represented United States sports within the various international sports federations. It has grown over the years and become one of the leading and most influential associations. Many urban areas lean on AAU to help guide and positively preoccupy the time and the activities of young people. Our guest tonight is one of the coaches in the Chicago area. And again, we hope that she'll be able to call in, but if she's not able to, we'll fill in the gap. I want to focus on young ladies, though. What is it that put those young ladies at great risk? as we answer the question, how to motivate them, what's missing. And I want you to consider for a minute, if you will, this information. And it was done, it was compiled by a group that deals with fatherhood, responsible fatherhood. Okay, and it's talking about the absence of fathers as a crisis, specifically in urban America. All right? There is a crisis in urban America, America as a whole, in fact. According to the United States Census Bureau, somewhere around 24 million children in America, one out of three, live without their biological father in the home. Now, as a consequence, there is what's known as a father factor. What does that mean? In nearly all of the societal ills facing America today, specifically in urban America, the research shows us that when a child is raised in a father-absent home, he or she, we've been talking about males, but let's focus on females now. And let's say, for the sake of our conversation tonight, she is affected in these ways. Consider, in the way of poverty as a factor, they're four times greater to grow up and be at risk. Not to say that they necessarily will, but they're at risk to being in poverty themselves. And that's been associated with behavioral problems, acting out in school and other places, even at home. All right? They're more likely to have these behavioral problems and issues with their health. Okay? They are more likely to, young ladies, to have children, and those children die prematurely and or soon after their birth because of issues of health-related issues, okay? And being incarcerated after giving birth to a child. They're more likely to go to prison because they commit a crime just to get by in life. Now, interestingly, today I was at a state-level policy meeting that I was invited to sit in on, and that was interesting. We were talking about these things, and these are things that I have personally worked on and dealt with and tried to address. And sometimes people think it's about just black people. No, it isn't. Everybody needs this focus and needs this help. But when you look at it, disproportionately, African Americans are most negatively affected. And they are the most distant from the resources and opportunities to resolve those issues. I mean, just something to think about, okay? Crime is more likely to be a reality in their lives, okay? Watch this. Young girls looking for love in all of the wrong places are more likely to give birth to a child as a teenager. Becoming pregnant, being abused by someone, being used by someone, set up to be prostituted or used. Many of them turn to drugs and alcohol as a means of coping with these social ills or stressors or the father factor. Okay? Obesity is a manifestation often, overweightness, eating to fill a void or to resolve a pain. Dropping out of high school because of the impact of all these things. There was a singer by the name, a group called The Whispers. Pastor Waller, know where I'm going already. And he talks about a young lady who, I believe, innocently sought her way to grandma's house. And she got, listen to what they say, just for a second.
Grandma's house, oh, the wounded
any harm, but she got distracted on her way to grandma's house. I don't know what's going on here, but look like we got cut out of our board. Bear with us here as we strive to get us back here. Oh, there we go. All right. And now we got our listeners in. 657-383-0944 is the number to call. We'd love to entertain your question or your comments. Pastor Ricky Waller, welcome to the show.
All right. Pastor Doctor, how you doing?
Mighty fine. Mighty fine. We have these two ladies that are lovely, one out of Florida and one out of Illinois. I want you to keep them under wraps now, Pastor, because they listen to you more than they listen to me. All right? 3072, how you doing, darling?
Hey, how are you?
Mighty fine, mighty. Hey. Thanks for joining us tonight. And 8112, what do you say about it?
I said, how is everyone doing tonight?
Good. You know, 8112, I thought about you. I thought about you today when I was at this meeting. And I said, boy, I sure wish she was here to get these folks straight, 8112.
Wow.
I mean, you know, they were talking about policies, right, and what kind of policies need to be made to address certain things. And I honestly thought about how honest you are and direct with, you know, what's on your mind. Sometimes that's neat. What do you think about that? I mentioned to you guys, you all heard me say that our guest is a coach and she's taking the team home. So hopefully she'll be able to join us around 8 o'clock, but if not, we'll just keep going. What do you think about that?
I think that's a beautiful thing. And I'm gonna cut over to another subject. One of the main reasons why I called tonight, because I felt bad. I want to apologize to the professor because I went where I went for wholeheartedly. I'm not gonna lie, because I see what I mean.
I
but I could have used a different approach, and I apologize for that because he's doing. What he's doing, maybe I don't understand his tactics, but I am 100% woman enough to say that I do apologize for using the tactic that I did while he was on the show, running the show for last Tuesday.
Okay.
Back to the question that you was asking me, I think all the positive women, all the positive black women, these children, they do need it, young, middle-aged, teenagers, starting from a little baby on up.
Right.
They need, and we all have different ways of doing that and grooming them, and that some of us don't groom some at all.
Right.
But what
right.
she's doing is a great thing. She's reaching out to all these young ladies and making a positive change. See, I thought it was about making a change.
Mm.
And that's what she's, from what I've heard you say, it's supposed to be upon how to make this transition work.
Right, exactly. And, you know, I want to try to reserve for her to kind of share her own experience. So if hopefully she'll be able to catch us tonight. But that's a great point. That's a great point. Any comment there, 3072 at Pastor Waller?
No.
Okay. Pastor Waller?
Yeah, I want to thank God for the for what you're doing, Pastor Doctor, and I thank God for these beautiful ladies that is in the panel right now with us. You know, one of the things I really enjoy about life changing, whether it's a man, woman, boy, or girl, is that it can be accomplished. And you played the song about Olivia traveling on her way over to grandmother's house, and how she was distracted on the way.
Mm-hmm.
And she was lost and turned out. because the part of being lost and turned out, it happened in a moment. It just happens in a moment of time.
Yes.
And, you know, and the thing that I want to thank God for is being out on the ground to be able to see this, that is still going on. And if you don't mind, I'd like to say that 3072 made known of something just on the other day while we were talking. And I want her to know that I appreciate it so much that I want you to know God got me covered. And I want you to know that it was something that I got excited about, the thought of what's going on right here, right now, and things need to be done right now. There's nothing wrong with making plans later on, but let's not exclude what's happening right now. I'm looking out the window right now as I speak, and I'm seeing the power of people, women, being caught up, being captured right now as we speak, man. And so and this is a beautiful thing to even be reminded of. At least we know that it's still going on, because that song was back then, and it's still happening right now. It don't take but a moment for them to become attracted to something that they see here or would like to try it. And thank God for those women that haven't tried it or didn't become captured and things. But I'm watching it right now as we speak, and it doesn't feel good to me, because I played a part of that without even intentionally doing them harm. I still brought harm, and I guess that's why I fight so hard. So thank you, 3072, for pushing me to say do something about it right now, and you have a right to have that desire, and that's where I'm at with that. Lost and turned out. My goodness, what a reminder.
Yeah, man. So Pastor, talk to me about the fact that we talked about how young ladies in particular are without father figures, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about that. What should we as men do to be a part of turning that around? Am I making myself clear?
No, it's very interesting that you're very clear, because there's a difference between a daddy and a father.
Uh-oh.
You know,
say what?
See,
wait a minute. Wait.
About,
go on, explain it to me like I'm 3 years old.
Yes, a daddy can make a baby, you understand?
Wow.
But a father's going to be there to bring the baby up. And I think that's what you're talking about. And so I knew I haven't been in the past. I was not a good father, you know. I wasn't even trying to get the woman pregnant, you know. And still, the bottom line is that I didn't do the thing that was required, because the trap was that strong and powerful. So
I'm
talking about the little baby girls now. So I ended up later on, you know, 21 years ago, I ended up with a little girl. And I brought her up myself after her mother turning her over to me. And I'm saying all that to say that I had a chance to bring her up, and I thank God I did the best that I could while bringing her up. But in order to be a father, you have to be there to do what a father is designed. And, you know, he won't be anything less than that if he knows his position. And a lot of that is still not going on. But some of the guys now, I guess, are learning how to be that father to a child coming up. And this is what we have to practice. We have to put that out there. And I guess still take it to the street is still good to do, because the trap won't allow you to see that. And so we have to come out and put emphasis on it, especially if you have knowledge in that area.
It's all about
you have knowledge as a team. You have that team-oriented way of going to the street. And someone may be able to speak about that, and someone may be able to elaborate on it. And then some just need to sit back and listen and take notes, you know. And so it's just about the team or in a way of going out, reaching out, you know, to the communities and the people that deserve to know truth. The only thing that I believe that they deserve to know is truth. Anything else is obsolete, man. I mean, we definitely need truth out there. And I believe that'll make a big difference. And fathers would become fathers, and mothers would be showing up becoming mothers, and that stuff that's destroying us would be excluded from our lives, because a drug don't care whether you're a man, woman, boy, or girl. It just wants you to try it, and they want to capture your mind, and you forget all about being a mother or forget all about being a father. So it's something that we have to practice. Practice on how to go to the streets and take the good news out there.
Right.
And that's what
right.
we need okay. now. We need that now.
Let me throw it to one of the ladies, both of the ladies, as a matter of fact, this question. Do you think that young ladies should be reared in a way that causes them to subconsciously want to compete with their male counterpart? Ladies, either one of y'all.
I don't.
Okay.
I really don't, because they are not males, first of all. They are females.
Okay.
And I think, just like it's hard for a mother to try to raise her son to go the right way, it would be just as hard for a dad or father, not a dad, a father, to raise his daughter in the way that he does, where she's a positive woman with power and positive thinking. Because it's a challenge. It is what it is.
So,
I can't
so,
a single family home.
Got you. I didn't mean to cut you off. I hear what you're saying. Do you think there's room to redefine what it means to be a woman, then, given the fact that you do know that today there's this drive to allow young ladies to say, I can do anything a man can do, and I should be respected and allowed to perform and act in that way. Is there something unhealthy about that, 8112?
I think there's limitations on that, and I also think that a lot of young women now, they get it misconstrued. Well, I'm gay, and they throw this word around not realizing that's okay. I'm not judgmental of gay people. I
no,
love
no, no, that's
theory.
Not what we're doing. It's not what we're doing.
But it is a limitation of thinking. You can do everything that a man can do because you can't.
Okay.
You can do whatever a woman's body allows her to do, because men are stronger than women physically, most of them, anyhow. And then if we came from a man's rib, your ribs keep your back in place.
Put your back into it. Oh, man, put your
Go
back
ahead.
Into it. Okay.
So sometimes I don't want to feel like no man.
Watch out.
It's a good thing if you got a man around to help you in the house and he's not trying to strip you from who you are and your capabilities.
Okay.
That's fine, because you're not going to let anyone have that.
Great.
But
wow.
On the other hand, there are certain things. If you figure, I can't open this jar today, can you open this jar? Usually you ask another man if he's around you. If he's around you. And it goes deeper than that, and I won't try to go into all the hoopla about it, but I'm just saying, I don't want to be a man. Never tried to be there, and ain't trying to be there. So there's certain things I think a man, I know a lot of men can't do half the stuff I try to do.
Okay.
If I break it, then I had to get somebody else fix it if I can't fix it. But
there's also
a lot of guys that I do know is strong enough to do these things when I can.
You know, 8112, I see we got 1098 joining us. So be right with you, 1098. 8112, you know, I was there when both of my children were born, and I said both times, baby, if I could give birth to these children, I would. You know what she told me? Shut up.
Right.
You don't think she believed me, 8112?
I believe.
She said, shut up. I don't want to hear that.
I believe.
Well, I think your point is well taken, though. I think your point is well taken. 1098, how you doing, sir?
Oh, good.
Welcome to Talk Straight. I trust the family as well.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Yeah, good.
All right. We're talking about how to motivate young ladies, 1098, in urban America. Okay. And we have a target guest, and I don't know if you caught our monologue, but I explained that she's a coach, and this is one of her practice nights, so she, after practice, she'll be transporting her young ladies back home. from the practice. She's with the AAU, Chicago AAU team there in Chicago. Mm-hmm. But hopefully she'll be able to catch us about 8 o'clock or so for some of the show, and she can kind of introduce herself and tell us a little bit. But we were talking about young ladies and what should the reasonable expectation for motivating and encouraging young ladies in society today. Because it seems like part of the conflict that we see in the greater scheme of things socially in America is a war, a gender war between male and female, man and woman, and girl and boy. Is that a healthy thing, 1098?
Well, no. You know, as I look at it, throughout my life and coming up, when it comes to the young females and the young men, especially when it comes to the opposite sex, it's always fine as wine and things of that nature. And both men and women miss their target. You know, I've heard a lot of men say they don't want an ugly woman. I hear the same thing from women, younger women, you know, but as they get older, you know, they get past the looks and things of that nature, and they come to realize it's not the way that a person looks, it's how that person loves you and willing to help you and take care of you. Now, people can talk until the cows come home 365 days a year, but we've had discussion before, and it all begins there. It all begins there. You know, like a lot of guys when I was coming up, you know, they wanted a light-skinned gal, you know, white, almost bright, hip bone and all of that.
Bone.
And they missed their marks, you know. And then when the women get involved with these so-called handsome men and they run them through the meal, the first thing they want to sit down and say, men are no good. No, you made your choices. Men, they're the same way. They run across a bunch of women, fine as wine, ripped bones. They run them through the mill, beat them out everything. They got break their hearts. And men, men turn around and say the same thing. Women are no good. Wrong.
Right.
You made your own choices. Instead of, looking at the inner portion of a person, you're looking at their outward appearance, you know. My sister, I got to tell you this before, too. My older sister, one of my old sisters told me a long time ago. I mean, I was in elementary school during that period of time. I didn't want to talk to the ugly girls. I wanted to talk to the pretty girls. You know, my old sister told me, she said, you know what? She said, you know, those pretty girls ain't nothing but empty wagons making up a whole lot of noise, meaning they had nothing upstairs. Now, let's get together. Now, we're going to talk straight on this. You know, ladies, and now we're going to talk straight on this. Women, they get involved with these no-good, low-down, dirty men that treat them bad, and then all of a sudden they want to say, oh, men ain't no good. Men are the same way. You made your choices.
Right.
You made your bed, you lie in it. And I think I'll talk
so
about too much
like
anyway.
You
I didn't plead the fifth, either.
Okay.
I didn't plead the fifth.
Sounds like you might agree, 1098, we need to redefine the nature of our relationships and expectations. You know what I mean? That's
exactly
what I'm hearing from, that people got misnomers about what's real. And you know what I mean? We see
that
even in marriages as a factor in divorce. People grow and their bodies change and their experiences and outlook change, and it becomes a weight and a problem to your trust and communication as a unit, as a family unit, as a marriage unit. So I think your point is well taken there. 3072, any comment?
No, not really. I mean, I agree with what everybody was saying, but I was questioning your question. As far as, I mean, it sounds like you put limitations on womanhood.
Okay. Help me understand that.
You said that you felt like that women were competing with men, and you know, I don't know. It just sounded like you were saying, in short, that there's only so much that a woman should strive to do.
Okay, so what I was speaking to is there are certain movements, as you know, and There are groups that actually advocate for young girls to compete in certain sports and certain activities that have historically and traditionally been dominated by males. So what that means is you have to change the rules and regulations so that they can compete. The military is a good example, right? And so you have to make other concessions and other exceptions in order for them to be able to compete. So I guess the premise of my question is, are there certain things that males don't need to try to do and females don't need to try to do? Do you understand where I'm coming from now? I'm not necessarily speaking from my feeling. I'm just saying based on what's going on in society for the last 10, 20 years now. 37
years. I'm sorry. Were you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, and I'm not talking about all this ridiculous stuff, and I'm going to just say all these movements about people's sexuality preferences. That's not cool. The military is important, however. I mean, I thought you were, like, referring to what daily living, what it takes to raise a daughter, a child, family.
Yeah. So let me
the outside stuff. That's society for you. I mean,
what should young girls be taught relative to growing up as a lady versus a man? Or do you see a difference in raising your boy and girls in that regard?
Sure, I do. I wouldn't want my boy to be
Can you speak in your phone a little bit? Your voice
I mean,
kind of
difference. What I
you
would
there?
Try to teach first of all. Can you hear me?
Yeah, your voice is kind of breaking up on us a little bit. Are you in a dead spot or something?
We're having a really bad storm here, so if I get cut off, I'm sorry. But
okay, no problem.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. No, what I was trying to say is, I mean, yes, certainly there's a difference, and certainly there's different things that you should teach a male and a female coming up.
Okay.
But we're focusing on women, right?
On
so
young girls.
She need to know.
Yes,
on young girls. She need to know how to cook. She need to know how to care for herself first. She needs to be taught how to care for a child even. I mean, considering she may be a wife and may be a mother one day, she needs to be taught how to work too, though, just like a man. God forbid, she may marry and something happens to her husband that she has to fend for herself. Then what?
Wow.
But if she's not taught that, I mean, and I think that's where the breakdown is coming. Because females are, like, man, getting ahead. They are being taught that, and they're actually listening versus most males aren't listening.
I see.
So the women are going ahead, and they're getting the education. They're getting the jobs.
Hey.
Right. So why take that out on a woman? I mean, what is she not supposed to try?
Yeah, we're not suggesting taking anything out on them. But your point is well taken that there seems to be, for many males, a lack of drive or interest and motivation.
Oh, right.
And could it be that society now is putting greater emphasis and resource on motivating young girls as opposed to raising young males to be responsible as men to take care of a family and wives and children?
Yes.
Is that a factor?
That is, I believe, a very strong factor. Because who's there most of the time? The mother's there even when the father runs out. So what's left? Daughter has mom, but the son, he has mom but no father. That's what he needs to help him.
Okay. Good point. 8112, you going to say something?
I agree with her wholeheartedly.
Okay.
Excuse me. Because they had a program here called Big Brothers.
Yes.
And because I was raised in a single household and I had so many young babies, they were babies then, boys. Mm-hmm. I decided, well, anyone that could get into the Big Brother program was a nice thing, and it really was.
Okay.
And maybe that's why my sons turned out the way that they did, not only because of the Big Brother program, but it does help. Because
I
think there's a certain part of me that is don't know how to be a man.
I see.
Right.
Ever had to father figure. And I was, they had their uncles, and I was trying to find my way on my own with them.
Right.
And Lord bless us, it didn't turn out so bad, because your mom is your strength if that's all you got.
You know,
some of these kids
you know
don't
what?
Even have that, and their parents is alive.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
That is so true.
Yep.
That is so. You know, you know what, 8112, I think that, and 1098, Pastor Wally, y'all chime in on this. I think that what has happened is that what was normally the case and expectation for a family, that being a husband, a wife, offspring with children, growing up as a family unit, circumstances have changed that. And so with those circumstances, the factors of the change have become the norm now. And it's just accepted that I've heard a gentleman say, we don't need a father in the home for a child to grow up and be healthy and stable. It almost suggests that you know, they can come here by themselves dioecially and not have two parents. Something is wrong with that, Pastor Waller. What do you say about that?
You know, I'm just listening. I'm listening and I'm thinking about, you know, see, I brought my daughter up because her mother gave her over to me.
Right.
And she said that she handed her to me as she was about 3 months of age.
Oh,
she said
she would be
better with you than she would with me.
Okay.
And she gave it to me, and she went on out of town.
Okay.
So I'm saying that to say, you know, I didn't know much about what to do with the little girl.
Yeah.
But
right.
I took it. I've done whatever I could at the time.
Sure.
And I knew that she was going to grow up at the age, and it was something that I was going to be in need of, and I wasn't going to know how to get out with it.
So
I knew I had a sister, you know, and I kept her on standby. So when that time occurred, I was going to have to call on her. I don't know what to do when this occurred. So I had a little later on when about the time, you know what I'm talking about, sisters, about when the time showed up. And, and so that's the thing about, you know, what kind of father am I going to be, not knowing certain things about, you know, what it takes for a little girl and thing. And so it came out okay, but the bottom line, I still look at the situation as a whole. 3072 mentioned something about, you know, the working, the child working and doing things on her own. I used to send her into the store when she was very little by herself. And I sit out in the car and wait for her. And she know how to take the bags by herself right today. She loads the bags out of the car. She don't need nobody to give her a hand. I'm not saying that in an arrogant way. I'm just teaching her how to stand up. And so she won't be that person that when she's going over to grandmother's house and he turned out and sit out in the street and do things like that. So it's interesting that you're talking about it, but I just encourage anyone, just do the best you can, because you read the scripture that you're talking about, unless the Lord builds the house.
Wow.
And can I make a statement?
Sure,
or
right
say
here.
Something?
Go right here. Yes, ma'am, go right here.
And it is seeming like now, okay, and not just young women. I mean, with all the choice of people's sexuality. So the pickings are even slimmer for women out here now. So, what if someone failed to teach them and they wasn't able to work? They didn't know how to do this. They don't know how to. So they choosing these men or these boys because it's nothing wrong with wanting a man or a husband or somebody, a companion even. However, they get them, and they just like their kids. They can't do nothing, not even work.
So suppose you're reared to say that your career comes first, and you don't let no man take that away from you, and your career is your safety net, your security. what room does that leave for a husband to be a provider and a protector?
A lot.
Wait a minute now. How long?
Hold on, let me come back. I'm gonna come back to you. What was that 8112? What you said, Illinois?
I said that leaves a lot of room for him because if he is a real protector, he's still gonna protect you because at the end of the day, you will cover his back because women.
Watch out.
Black women, they do judge and they tolerate more than most folks that I know.
Okay.
Black
so
women
let me just
now you are touching nerves,
please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, 3072.
Okay. So, Pastor Dockery, you're saying that if she know how to do all this stuff, then what room does that leave for me to be a man? If that's what it takes for you to be a man, maybe you should go back and work on that again.
Uh-oh, sister, hold on.
Because I'm just saying. So she got to be dumb and not know how to do nothing so you can feel emasculated?
Ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay.
I think you misunderstood me, 3072.
Okay. Well, you can correct that, really.
Okay.
Follow my thought for a second. I constantly hear it taught to young ladies that your career is all you need to make it. You don't need a man to make it. In fact, you can go to a surrogate bank, a sperm bank, and make a baby without a man. And with your career, you and your baby can grow and y'all can live happily ever after. Are you following where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
Explain
that
to me, like 3 years old. What's wrong with that picture?
There's a lot. I'm going to let her
tell you. There's a lot. There's a lot wrong with that picture. Now, it goes back to somebody's path and their life choice. So for me, okay, if let's say I was a Yale student and I graduated and did all this, then if I'm going to be career focused, then my focus is not to get married and have children. My focus would just be me then.
I see.
But if I'm going to want a husband or a child or a family even, that would be selfish of me to not be there for what I said I wanted. That wouldn't be right then. And then, that would call trouble on down the line for everybody, the child, the husband, everybody.
That's true.
That's right.
Let me ask 8112.
Yes, sir.
You were looking for your knight in shining armor to come along, right? But you were calling
yet.
Go ahead.
I'm listening.
Okay.
Oh,
all right, bear with
me.
Bear with me.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
But you done worked hard, and you've actually established yourself. You got some material things, and you can see where your retirement is coming from, right? So all of a sudden, you walk in, bam, you get hit by the love bug. They was tall, dark, and handsome, shining light in them. But he told you, I want you to let me be your protector, your provider. You don't need all those things you got. You can give them away. What would you say to him?
Okay.
Tell you like I told a couple of guys that was in my life. The grass ain't always green on the other side. That's what I told them. I stand by that even right today. I talk to young girls. I got young women in my family. I talk to them. Thank God for Jesus. My two daughters turned out beautiful young women and very productive. But my point is, everybody is not as fortunate as I was with
that's
that.
So true.
And also that if he told me that as a woman that grew up from a strong black woman in a household with 13 children, and she was blessed. Blessed for a reason. She's blessed because she believed in God. And you couldn't sway her mind nor her heart from that. And that's the way I was raised. And I'm still like that. I don't need a man to tell me who I am. I need a man as a friend, a confidant, as well as my lover.
Mm-hmm.
And if he is your husband, he's supposed to do all those things for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if he cannot do them, what makes him that man? He's not that man for you.
There you go.
And that's coming from a woman's point of view.
Yeah,
now, I know you
I'm
guys
blessed.
Are men, but yes, you can agree to disagree.
Now, okay, so Reverend Dockery, why would he tell her to throw her things away? Why would he tell her to throw her things away? Why would Why would that man instruct her to throw everything away so he can be her provider? We could have that both, baby. I can have you, and we can have all this stuff that I get right. And especially if you the right man, I'm willing to share this with you.
Put
no, I'm not going to get rid
pot,
of nothing,
make some soup. Rock soup is what they call it.
There you go. Yeah.
So is
you
that
talking
kind of like
that, you need to go.
37, is that
that's
kind of
not
like
a prenuptial
arrangement?
No, it's not.
Everybody throw everything they got in the same pot because I ain't need mine for nobody.
Hey,
you can move
I know him y'all talking.
Like
hey, I know him your target. That's the way I set it up. I wanted to be your target tonight. I want y'all to spend
my target. I love you. Hold my hand.
I'm not sorry. I'm holding your hand, 8112.
All right.
So, ladies, now, are you listening to this 1098? Are you hearing this, man?
Yes, and I respond when you let me.
Okay, come on, get in there. Get in where you fit in.
All right, then I'm going to get in where I fit in. You know what?
Right.
I told all my daughters, whenever they run across a guy that tell them that, immediately turn around and walk off.
There you go,
immediately
back.
Turn around and walk off.
And why?
Why? Why is because he only feeding you a dream. You give up everything you got, tell you don't have to work, he's going to take care of you. I've always told him be dependent. You know, you help your mate. You don't depend on no man to totally take care of you. When you run across someone like that, turn around and walk off. That's the best thing to do. This is just like a woman telling me I don't have to work. All I have to do is stay home. I'm in deep trouble. I'll be up in the crap. I'll pass my neck all up on my ears. I don't do that.
Interesting.
Now, I got a granddaughter. Listen right here. I got a granddaughter. I tell her, I say, hey, go and give me a Phillips head screwdriver. Okay, Grandpa. Okay. You want to cut the grass today? I put on my zero turn more. And she does that.
Okay.
I said, hey, go on, give me some Allen wrenches. Okay. I put my battery in my car. Here, hook the battery cable up for me. I then hook those cable up for me. Women should, in a sense, be way around. Now, 3172, I like that plate that you fixed and put on the table. You hit it on the money. I'm quite sure you got everything that you stated.
Man.
But I'm eating out that plate because it's good. You know, I like what you stated.
Mm-hmm.
If a man tells you, if a man tell a woman that she don't have to do nothing, he's going to do it all, immediately turn around and walk off.
Yeah.
The biggest lie the devil ever told. And I
hold on 1 second. So, Pastor Waller, help me understand where I went wrong with my understanding of the word, that the creator of the universe saw fit that man be the head, the priest, provide a protector of the household. Let me finish. I was asking Pastor Waller to help me understand how I got that wrong. And that nothing else should stand in the way of that. In fact, Jesus said, what God has put together, let none take asunder. And that he described the role and duty and responsibility of man to provide for, give guidance and support and protection of that family unit. Now, suppose, ladies, in 1098, the young lady was raised to say that my material wealth and my career supersedes any of that. Is that healthy?
No, it's not healthy. Hey. Not now. She can go and have a test tube baby if she wants, but still, like, coming back, that child is going to want to know who his biological father is. I have to understand sperm bank, but here he might have 15, 34 of them out there. You know what I mean? That is not healthy, and that is ludicrous. You know?
Okay.
God said, be fruitful and multiply. It didn't state with a doggone test tube. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, I mean, that's illogical to me. You know?
All right. Pastor was going to explain it to me. He's going to help me understand where I went wrong with my understanding. Go ahead, Brother Pastor.
But you can't go wrong with the word of God when you're standing on it. And that's what he meant. When you said
he's
the head, that meant that he should be that person who is the head, and the woman should be able to know her position, and they complement one another based on the word. And
yes,
you don't know the word, and you step out of a woman's position to be something that you're not, you're deceiving yourself and the person. Likewise, the man don't know his position, and he step out and allow the woman to be the head, then both people are out of their position, which means you're scattered. Anything goes. But when you stand on the word of God, like I myself once upon a time was so ignorant, I felt so bad when I saw how important a woman was, and I didn't even know. I thought I had the right idea, but I didn't have it down packed. I was missing something. In other words, I didn't have the word of God in my awareness. It wasn't something that I knew. And when I found out later on, I had already been screwed up everything. So, that's why I didn't know how to treat a woman back then. But when I found out how important they are, that's an order that he gave. Why not stand on the order? And the woman shouldn't settle for anything less than the man being the head.
Yeah.
And likewise, the man shouldn't stand for anything less than the woman being the helpmate, according to the word of God.
Well,
so you shouldn't go wrong.
Go ahead, 372. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, since we're bringing up scripture and biblical text, and it also spoke about a virtuous woman. And I think a part of being virtuous
Proverbs 31:10,
who can find that one that's going to know how to step in, that's going to know how to change the tire, that's going to know how to go get the groceries, that's going to, all of those things when my husband fall short, when he came.
You know what?
When he came.
Hey, 37-2, you know what? You just shut my mouth right there. You just shut my mouth. You got me.
That's what I'm talking about.
I know how to take it off if I can get the love.
I don't know how to change a tire either.
Well,
but see, Pastor, when you're in the world now, you got to remember when you're in the world now.
Look, 37-2, as you analyze the text, if you go down from Proverbs 31:10 to about 15, what you'll find, it describes her as being industrious and being his greatest
asset. What happened?
And it says that with her, he has no reason for spoil.
She's worth having.
That's powerful right there.
She's worth having because who can find one, man? I mean, when you can find one.
That's the question of that.
And
where you going to find him at? Where they making him at like that?
Peoria, Illinois.
Here's what I think people are missing and throwing away with the woman exceeding her husband. Let's just say an income.
Okay.
So that depends on those two people and where their minds are.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have to. Okay, if I made $1 million a year, my husband don't have to make $2 million. As long
That's
as he's
right.
good to me,
That's
he
right.
takes
That's
care
right.
of home, and he's
That's
okay.
Right.
He's all right with what he's bringing in. We fine. We are fine.
We are fine. I like it.
I know who my head is, and that's him.
Wow.
There you go. Yeah.
You like
there
it,
you.
You.
Go.
And,
yeah,
and I love what you guys saying. And the truth is that there have been over the years social instigations that have changed the dialogue,
exactly.
the trust, and the conversation between male and female as they try to make man and woman as one whole.
Repeat that, please. Well, you repeat that, please. Social what?
Instigation.
You said it. Yeah, those instigators. Okay, I'm sorry.
No.
Who done that?
Watch out now. You want me to just talk straight? Don't make me talk straight on you now. I will talk straight on
you.
I'm going to tell you.
Who's the author of that? Who brought all that confusion in there?
In the last 40-some years, public policies related to welfare made it virtually impossible for a man and a woman to stay together, even if they didn't have a lot of money, and receive public assistance as a whole family. Because she's got to be blind, crippled, and crazy, all at the same time, in order to qualify for certain things.
I agree.
The impact it had is to diminish the infrastructure and the strength of the family. Children are growing up realizing or believing that it's not possible to have a strong, intact family.
Terrible.
Well, I have to agree with that. Socially, I have to agree with it. And believe me, the welfare system has done a fantastic job. And the job is still working, and it's alive and living color. Just look around. You're right. That institution, That welfare institution. Thank you, sir. I hope.
Outcast, I'm a welfare baby. You understand?
Me too.
And
you know,
what I realized though is that it should never take the place. The welfare system should never take the place of a father in a home.
I agree.
Look.
Yeah. True.
Let me share
something.
That's
why.
Go ahead.
So. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead,
Tenanya.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was at work one day, and I was sitting on the bench, and I was overhearing a conversation between, I guess, a guy and his lady. So he was telling her how she was dumb, and God sent her a great man, and he was looking to marry her, and, you know, just making it sound all great. I don't see this guy. When he gets up to leave, I had to look to see what this woman is throwing away, obviously. Well, he got on a bike. His pants were sagging.
What?
His shoes looked like he should have threw them away last week. And I'm thinking, marry her. No. Okay. And it brought tears because he sounded really hurt.
Okay. That she didn't want him.
You have,
was he on the
peddler's
bike?
Yes. Why would he think, and my job is in the hood. My job is in the hood, y'all, for real.
Okay.
So it's projects over there.
What was sad to me is
he really.
You went in and out
over
of
her.
Looked like, she's having a storm there in Florida.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. We hear you now. Go ahead.
What broke my heart was he really was serious, and he probably did love this girl, but what did he really have to offer her? You can't offer her your hand when you don't have anything yourself.
Yes.
You know,
we're
not teaching that to our young men. I mean, and the young ladies even.
Yes,
the young ladies.
Sometimes if that's all he has to offer, that could be more in weight than gold itself. Because there may come a day, if you stay with that guy, that he may just be one of the richest men in the world financially, physically, and mentally. But if you run up because you figure he's riding a bicycle, but he's going to work.
Wait a minute, man. If that's the transportation that brother got, leave him alone.
Okay, so my okay, and so
times. No, I'm sorry, baby. I was just wasn't trying to interrupt you. I was merely saying it's just like looks, beauty, as he was speaking upon. Someone was speaking upon earlier. It's not what's on the inside. It's not on the outside. It's what's on the inside. Because this may be the next president of the United States of America.
And, wow. And okay.
Look at Tyler Perry. He said, I was sleeping in the car. That's a multi-billionaire. Talking about he could have been lying. I don't know.
So, Diane, what I was saying is, and that's fine. That's fine. When I met my ex-husband, he didn't even have a job.
Okay.
He didn't have a job. But guess what he told me? Man, if I can just keep your attention long enough to allow me to go get a job, he done that. He had children. We raised them. So this guy, and what I would tell this girl if that was my daughter, and you're right, nobody should judge somebody just based on what they look like. But, no, if you're serious, then you need to get yourself in order so that we can do what – thank you. If you're serious. But how do I know you're not just trying to set me up to pimp me out because I'm your wife? You lay at home while I go to work.
That
can't happen because I told me my own kids. If I gotta go to work, everybody and old nobody in this house got to get the hell out of my house.
Right.
You better go to school. That's work to me.
Mm-mm.
You better go to work if you're old enough to go to work. And if you ain't, then you're out here.
Yeah, but I felt bad for him. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
What was that bad for? I didn't feel bad for him. I didn't feel bad for him at all. Not me. You know, I mean, why are you riding on the bicycle? How old are you, man? You know what I'm saying?
A grown man.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
I'm
going to pick up for the brother. Y'all raise up off him now. Okay.
I know what time of day was that.
About 2 o'clock.
Yeah, well, see, he should have been on somebody's job getting ready to get off.
That's right.
I was just thinking about what happened to what God joined together.
Yes.
I'm wondering, where is that? Is it did God join together from the look or from the having something, or did he join it together because he knew that no man can separate them? I know people that have a whole lot of this, that, and the other, but got separated and divorced.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying?
What
happened to what God joined together? Because that's where man stepped out of line and woman stepped out of line. So therefore, if you don't know the will of God and know the power of the will of God, then these things will occur because he tells us to walk by faith and not by sight. But that's what we do. We do contrary to that. We go on what we see. Until it be like what we think it ought to be, then we all want to be affiliated with it. But I'm talking about now what happened. But when you don't know the word of God, like my ignorant self didn't, what God joined together, let no man separate. That's a beautiful thing. How do we get that in existence? How do we learn how to apply that? I like that. So we can understand the power of togetherness. So we can understand how the man and woman can be together and stand. If we learn that concept, and which is coming straight from the Bible, that would be outstanding.
So, guys, can we conclude that there is a need for focused training for little girls on what's expected and what to expect, and focused training for boys on what's expected and what to expect? Is that a fair conclusion?
Concerning marriage and things of that nature, is going to come first. But the most important thing between those two people, from my point of view, is the true love and the honest love that they have for one another. This is what brings them before God during the ceremony and let no man asunder. If the love is not there, the man or a woman, stand up and lie and still they let no man asunder, they still separate.
Say what?
Yep.
Okay.
That's the way love go. You know what I'm saying?
Is that what they're doing? Yeah, they're telling a lie. Okay.
No, I don't know.
Let no man asunder. See, this is why they separate. And this is why they separate for number one, because the true love is not there. Somebody's not loving somebody.
No, that's not.
Two,
I agree. I'm sorry.
I disagree with him. Hardly on that, because you can love a person and also grow out of love, because people change. And a lot of times it was a song that said same thing it took to get your baby hooked. It's going to take the same thing to keep him or
her. Problem solver said that.
So therefore, when you forget that, then we lose sight of what we're supposed to still be at. And
but it goes back to what Pastor Waller was saying.
Yourself from being in misery.
What God doing?
And it goes back to the laws of divorce and separation. Laws were put in place for bigamy and all that. So you know, when we're talking about that, we go over into a whole different branch.
Yeah,
no,
theology,
but I was going to say.
Oh, all right. Go ahead, 37-2, and let's bring it back to the young lady. Now, raise the young lady.
Okay. Well, I was agreeing with Pastor and Outcast because he's right. If two people are not together for the right reason in the first place, how's it going to work? But if you are, like Diane said, if you are together and you are in love and you do get together, then that's where the Bible comes in with, like, what Pastor Waller was saying, let no man put asunder. So, yeah, you have to put God in and trust.
Yeah, if it says what God put together, when you put that part there, what God joined together, when God joined it together, it's hooked. Ain't no separation to that because he's what God. Now, a lot of people put the wrong stuff together. That's one thing that separates you. But when God put it together, he gives you the instruction and you follow that, it's over. No man can do anything about it because God put it together.
So I'm confused.
I am too. Help me out.
Well, you get over in this corner with me then, 8112. What should a father set as a tone for instruction for their little girls then?
I'm out of there. I cannot answer that. I didn't have.
Wait a minute. Don't you run now. Don't you run from me now. Stay hold my hand.
Hey, I can't do that. I can do what I taught my kids, not to disrespect what I tried to teach them, but as they grew into men, they had their own way of feelings, and I can't change that.
Well, I can answer some.
Come on now.
And I did have my father in my picture. And not to say that he was perfect, but what I got from him, for one, today as a woman looking at a man, I think it's totally unattractive for him to be weak physically, for him to not respect a woman's womanhood. Meaning, for instance, don't take the trash out, baby. I got that. Don't get up under that car. I'm here. I can change the light bulb. He to know his role at least. I think that's what should be taught to a young lady. You should not, if he's in the picture, you shouldn't be doing man things unless he crippled and broke down and he can't.
There you go. Thank you.
If he there, you shouldn't have to do that. You should not have to go in a dark alley at night trying to take some trash out, and he laying up watching a game.
What?
Amen.
No.
Ain't what 12 to say.
I ain't mean cause I'm
no,
just saying.
Okay.
I take my garbage. I'm going to take it out in a little while because my garbage man run tomorrow. I will cut my grass because I called somebody to cut my grass. But now I got to do it.
He's got a man there. He needs to leave.
Ain't no man in here. I'm the man.
That's right.
All right, we don't need to call that now. Wait,
hold on. Well, I don't need to know that, but ain't no man got to be here.
Okay.
With me,
all right.
There you go.
I understand.
Here comes the rest.
Now, I appreciate
that. Oh, man, so y'all don't get that part.
Well, I understand.
I
appreciate everything we're saying, Pastor Waller. As we walk away from this dialogue tonight, though, I believe it's important for us to know that Yehovah Elohim, the Lord God, created female as a female for a specific purpose.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And he wasn't drunk when he did that. He wasn't on Haldol or Cogen or nothing else. He was clear in his thinking.
Knew what he was doing.
Huh?
Made no mistake.
Yes, sir.
And despite what the changing times have said about it,
mm-hmm.
God's purpose is still in place. Now,
that's right.
I would argue that one of the reasons all those statistics that I read to you in the monologue that have it such that 24 million children don't live under the same roof with their fathers, I would argue that's because we are out of order.
That's right.
Yes.
I'm going to talk big with y'all guys for the next 14 minutes. We are out of order.
I agree with that.
So,
man.
You too, when you said
go ahead.
Like that.
Go ahead, 8112.
I said, when you said it like that, well, I can understand. I don't understand Mr. Professor's terminology all the time, so I get a little upset. But you say it like that, I agree with that.
Okay.
They are well needed because it takes two people to create a child.
That's
well,
right.
These days, you can take a sperm donor and do what you do. But
it still
takes.
Let me stop you right there. It still takes a sperm and an egg. Now, how it got out of the vessels, that's a different story.
Yes, sir. Well, I believe in old
fashioned. But it still takes. That's a human element, see?
Yeah, but I'm saying, I personally feel like this is not that it's about me. It's about the natures of humanity, as far as I can say.
Sure.
A man and a woman. A man and a woman was meant for one another.
Amen.
Yeah.
And when you create a VIA, whether you married or not, because there's a whole lot of kids born out of wedlock.
So can I say something right there? Hold your thoughts, 8112. The requirement to germinate a egg and a sperm cell is not that you be committed in marriage. That's not a requirement.
Well,
okay. In fact, dogs and horses and animals are capable of reproducing life. You don't have to have intelligence for that. But the Creator saw fit to make man, male and female, into man so that they can reproduce life, but they do so consciously. That's the difference
I disagree with you, Pastor.
Okay. All right.
That's right. because a woman as myself, when you lost without a father, then you look at, I look at older men. I don't like young men my age.
Okay.
I like older men.
You're not a Christian. I get it.
And because
like
they do older guys. If they do what they do because that's what I want to fulfill me,
I don't need
them all the time financially. It's not about that. Okay, and I know you ain't got all nothing. I ain't got time to share my life history with y'all either right now. So, therefore, young girls, to go back to what we was talking about, young women and young ladies, they need a inspiring woman like the lady you talking about go come on maybe next week or whenever.
Oh, yes, yes.
She was training these girls to do something positive. And I always say the power of positive thinking. It takes
yes,
me
ma'am.
So far in life these days
ma'am.
That I am grateful for those words that I've learned along because I feel them.
Got you.
Well,
got you.
I was going to say, so what it sounds like, 8112, is we need to look for some older men. That's what it sounds like.
So, that's all I've ever said. I don't deal, but I found out, too, that some of the older men are crazy as the young ones. Hell, I don't even do
Wait that. A minute now. Outcast, help me out.
Some of them crazy as the young ones.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, they were. That's right. And they're worse than the young ones because they done live a part of their lives that you was not a part of. You know, it is what it is. And when they've done it, they've been with their wives for 40, 50
real
years.
Men. They're real men.
Right.
Real men at that point. But they done got old and seen out changed. They doggone man. What you supposed
to do? I want to bring us back to this.
Okay.
And that is the fact that as a young lady, it's important that you get the whole picture about who you are as a person.
Yeah,
your career
right.
is fine. I raised my daughter to be career-oriented. In fact,
okay.
I taught her to. When I taught my son how to change a tire and how to check your oil and your transmission fluid, she wasn't too crazy about it. But, you know, my point is, yes, that's helpful. It's never healthy, however, to instill in either male or female's mind that you should be something other than what God created you naturally to be.
True.
That's right. That's true.
Esther, I agree with that 100%.
That's where the problem comes in.
Yeah.
And when you start trying to act like something you're not, for whatever reason it is, you're going to have a problem. Now, I'm going to say, ladies, I'm going to apologize on behalf of all males, white, black, green, purple, or other, because we have... Because of sin and disobedience, collectively, we've fallen short.
Yeah.
But I'm glad we got a second chance, God, Pastor Waller, because there's yet hope.
Yes.
And if a man dies, yet he'll live again.
And he put people in eyes like y'all to try to help us as women sometimes, even though I'm hard-headed. I ain't going to lie.
Now, what? Say what?
I'm hard-headed, but I will listen and I will comment. But you guys are willing to hear me, and that makes it important. Just like the little girls may be listening on talk show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You don't
and
know
guess
this,
what?
They may
these
be listening.
Men on this, the men on this show tonight are in great representation of manhood, I think. You made
Thanks.
A good point, Diane. We Thanks. Both take over the show. However, they stay in a man's role. They know we just be talking half the time.
No,
so
you
got
a good point.
I mean what I say,
but they don't have to. It doesn't make them less of a man to hear out what we're saying. And that's a part of being that's a beautiful thing.
Yes,
that,
ma'am.
These young men need to learn that from these older men.
Yes, ma'am. That's nice. That's why we need them out there walking around like the soldiers they are.
That's right.
But with the pants down,
I want to take the. I'm gonna come see you in just a second.
Uh oh, I think we're in trouble again.
Hold on. 1098, give me 1 second before we leave. We got about 7 minutes. I'm gonna let you start winding us down. 1098. I want to take the time tonight to say, Pastor Waller, give you your roses while you're live. Had the privilege of meeting his beautiful daughter, and I think you've done a fabulous job, my brother. I think you've done a fabulous job. And she's the greatest evidence of that. So God
that's
took a bad thing and turned it into a good. That's a testimony. That's a testimony.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see you. We got to do that. We got to be sure to give folk their roses while they're alive, where they can appreciate them. Amen?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and wind us down. Start winding us down, big brother.
Okay, well, you know the conversation. I mean, it was fantastic. But, you know, like a thing is it is, you know, when it comes to my females, you know, my daughters, even down to my granddaughters and things of that nature, I give them a lot, you know, tools. I mean, a lot of accessories, you know, that they're going to need. Let me tell you something about the tight wife I got. I don't have to check her oil. She know how to check her oil. She know how to check her transmission fluid. If it comes to a flat tire, I can do that. Most of the electronic work that's done around the house, guess what? She does that, you know?
What?
I mean, even down to cutting the yard, you know, I was down for a minute. Guess what? She gets on my zero turn more. She go out there and
there you go.
She cut the grass. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
This is our helpmate. You know,
yes,
women
sir.
Should
yes,
be,
sir.
I don't, if a woman, which women have went into space, if this is what they so desire, go ahead. You know, do it. You know,
okay.
I don't. I'm not holding nothing back. As I stated, I tell my granddaughter, "Look, go and get me a Phillips head screwdriver, or go and do this, or go and do that." You know, this is thing that she can carry on into the future because, like 3112 said, you know, if no one else is out there to cut her grass. She got to go and cut her grass, and she know how to do it. And I'm a hoe.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. No, thank you, sir. Good point, good point. Go ahead, 3072. Give us a, and then we'll go to 8112 and have Pastor Waller wrap us up here.
None. I enjoyed the conversation. Everybody made some really good key points, and, yeah, we need to teach both the young ladies and the males alike.
Amen. Amen. Okay. 8112, thank you. You got me. Y'all got me straight tonight. Y'all put me in my place on up. Go ahead, wrap us up,
8112. I'm so grateful that I get a chance to be verbal and
yes, ma'am.
From my heart. Because young people are the next generations, and
that's
then if they
right.
got kids, they're the next generations. And so,
Valley,
where I come from, the older people, your elders, you listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always loved them, and I listened all the time when I was a kid. And nowadays,
right.
the young people, even some of my own kids, they be trying to tell me what happened like I wasn't even there.
Okay.
But they was listening because they're productive now.
Right.
So I knew they
right.
was listening.
Yes.
And this is what
yes.
we have to keep doing, reach out to these young people. And maybe
Amen.
God will bless them like he's blessed us to be able to be verbal and productive in life.
Say la, say la, say la. Okay. Pastor Waller, go ahead, sir. You got the flow. Give us take us on out of here.
Yeah, I praise God for everyone who had a chance to talk and to put it on display within the hearts of the people. And for those who had a chance to listen, you know, I like to say more of God and less of ourselves.
Mm.
Be outstanding according to the word of God, you know, both for the men and the women. The Bible says that if a man pretends to be something that he's not, then he deceives himself. And so we need more of our people to stand up and be the woman if she's a woman, be a man if you're a man.
Yeah.
And don't be
yeah.
confused by one or the other. And that's why a lot
mm-hmm.
of time when people pretend to be something, because a lot of that is going on, but it's time to straighten it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think introducing to the word of God can do that so they won't be deceiving themselves. And that's coming
mm-hmm.
from the word of God, not
mm-hmm.
I'm just going to stand on it and read what it says and trust that it will take place. And you'll see an ongoing change because of people like you and I talking on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
okay.
God.
Wow.
Amen.
I've grown tonight about 10 inches, 3072. And I got a little talk.
All right.
Guys. And we'll be back next Tuesday night for another episode of Talk Straight. And I'm hoping we'll be able to get Miss Kenya to come on and share with us that powerful story. We'll just kind of pick back up. We'll get her in. But we do have another woman, Dr. Webb from TSU, we're hoping to have on pretty soon. He's got some pretty interesting information to share with us there. But listen, we thank you guys. And y'all join us again for another episode of Talk Straight on next Tuesday, 7 o'clock p.m. To our Facebook friends, thank you very much for tuning in. And we look forward to engage you further with more dialogue. Talk Straight. Until then, this is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Darkey. Pastor Ricky Wallace, our regular panelist and co-host. Thank you all and have a good night.
Walking down the street, smoggy eyes, looking at the sky. Searching for the place.